The Albany Area Chamber of Commerce honored America's Armed Forces at its annual military appreciation breakfast on Wednesday morning. Although he has only been on the job since May 24th, Marine Corps Logistics Base Colonel Alfonso Trimble says he already feels at home in Albany.
It's fantastic. It makes me feel as though this is a warm and welcoming community. The first day I got here, it's been that way. So it's been a very warm and welcoming community.
Colonel Trimble believes that the support between the Marines and the citizens of the community was a major factor in his decision to become the new commanding officer at MCLB Albany.
Well, I think the support of the community is very important. The fact that our families, our Marines, can come to the area and feel like they're part of the community. The support and the services on the base are supported by partnerships with the local community. It makes you feel like you're at a home, even though you're thousands of miles away from where you came from, but you're at home.
Albany Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Barbara Rivera Holmes says that the annual Military Appreciation Breakfast serves two important purposes: to not only recognize the Marines stationed in Southwest Georgia, but also to honor anyone that has served in the military over the years.
We really take pride in being able to host this event for our community, and we really do a couple of things. We honor and appreciate our military. We recognize some very specific military personnel, but we recognize all of our armed forces and all of the military personnel who have done so much to protect our country.
Holmes expects the relationship between MCLB Albany and the Albany community to only get stronger in the years to come.
There's the expectation from the Marine Corps that Albany will work with its Marines, and there's an expectation from the community that the Marines will work with Albany.
Advocating for the American military, along with workforce development, will also be the key to maintaining that relationship between the Marines and Albany, according to Holmes.
Military advocacy is a large part of our program of work, ensuring that we are good partners, that we are doing everything that we can from a community perspective, whether it's intergovernmental agreements between the agencies to provide services, or it's advocacy from the chamber side, or it's workforce development partnerships. Anything that we can do to strengthen the existing base and its output and increase its stability, which is a very stable base, but to increase and strengthen that stability, we will do. So we're very fortunate to just have incredible, incredible relationships that allow us to be able to do this work.
This is Walter Johnson reporting from the Southwest Georgia Network Newsroom at southwestgeorgianetwork.com and on Twitter at SWGA Network.